Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for doing that. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. I'm also on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. Same thing on Facebook, so check all that out. And don't forget to take the poll question. When you're on my website, don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. Wayne Cruz is with us. He's the Vice President of Policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. And Wayne, we're talking about regulations, as we all almost always do when you join us, because you are the go-to guy when it comes to understanding the impact of regulations on small businesses. In the previous segment, you helped us to establish the oppressiveness of regulations, 3,500 new ones every year, thousands of pages of regulations that are promulgated, and zero are decommissioned. So the compounding effect is frightening. You've got some ideas on how to sort of chip away at this and get somehow, maybe over time, get to the point where we've got some kind of control over these things. How do we do that?
Well, one thing we got to do to start is play more Jerry and the Pacemakers. That was excellent.
We like Jerry and the Pacemakers.
There's several things, and it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to make anybody go crazy. You simply have to start recognizing that regulation is a hidden tax. Regulations are the way government gets things done, just as much as taxing and spending is. And given that, you got to do what Peter Drucker says and measure it. We don't do that. So you do a couple things. You enhance disclosure, and you enhance accountability for Congress, and you start rooting them out.
Let me stop you for a second. I want to make sure people understand something that you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that there's zero regulatory accountability.
Right.
There's
very little. Let me put it this way. Office of Management and Budget each year gives a report to Congress that is entitled, in fact, I was just looking at it yesterday, the costs and benefits of regulation to, and then it's to the private sector and lower level government. But problem with that is, I mentioned 3,500 rules are finalized a year. At any given time, there are 4,000 rules in the pipeline at the agencies. Guess what? OMB reviews only about 80. It reviews a very, very small portion of rules, and of those rules, I was looking at last year's lineup, it didn't even do cost assessments for half of them, and it didn't even do benefit assessments for even fewer than half.
And so they're just, once they're established and they fly free out there, they're assumed to be the law of the land. And
right.
even if they become obsolete, even if they become unnecessary, even if they turn out to be something much uglier than anybody ever thought, when they hit the real world, there's virtually no way to rein those in, is there? No.
Well, the way I'd go about it is break it into two balls, and the first one you think of is the existing regulatory state. And you deal with that with something like a regulatory reduction commission. And back when I worked in the Senate, my boss, Phil Graham, proposed that you have a bipartisan commission that's kind of like base closure and puts together each year a package of rules to root out.
Right.
Because as you said, all of these things pile up and they're like barnacles, they accumulate, they never go away, there's never any clearing out. So you do a commission for the existing rules, for the rules that aren't here yet, and that's what I always love to point out. No matter how discouraged I get, it's always important to recognize that you don't have to teach the grass to grow, but you do have to take the rocks off of it.
Right.
And as far as this economy goes, and for the future, we can avoid putting rocks down in the first place. We cannot do new energy regulations, not do new telecommunications regulations, not do new over-oppressed cybersecurity or privacy regulations, and so on down the line. Look for ways for the private sector to do the bit from there, make sure government's not interfering with that process. And then for new rules, if they're major, and I think you have to do this even from beyond the major rules, require that Congress vote and approve the major rules that come through, and that is shorthand for a rule that costs at least $100 million a year. Congress should vote on those, and you get the accountability back. We have that disconnect between lawmaking and accountability for it. The agency doesn't suffer.
Right.
It benefits when it grows.
Exactly.
You know, the agency
and
never
it's
gets
self. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Folks, it's basically just out of control. If in terms of regulations, Wayne, to make it not to be too simplistic, but Wayne, here's what gets me: when they passed the tax cuts back in the last decade, they put a sunset on those tax cuts. They required them to be renewed. They put a sunset date on those tax cuts. When they cut the estate tax, they put a sunset on that. When they raise taxes, they don't put sunsets on those new taxes. When they create regulations, they don't put sunsets on those regulations. Why can't we have that kind of thing?
I think sunsets are, along with like a reduction commission, sunsets are a really, really important part of the mix for old regulations and new ones.
Yep.
They ought to all have, it was one congressman said, they all ought to have an expiration date like a carton of milk.
And they have to be reviewed and to make sure that we still want them, that they're still needed, right?
Oh, and a little something extra I think is useful, especially with your audience.
Hold on, Wayne, hold on that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Give us the website quickly, please. Your website, please.
It's www.cei.org.
Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne Cruz and I will be back. More on regulations after these messages. Folks, this is costing you and all small businesses in America billions of dollars a year, much of that unnecessarily. Stay with us.
Between the two of us, guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.